Sonica. Say we are the light of the world. Now somebody praise the name of the Lord right there.
Fresh Start Worship, and we are the light. Good morning, and welcome to the Hamp Camp, the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYT, KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. Lawmakers in the federal government are racing against the clock and are expected to vote to approve a short-term funding patch to keep the government open. And if they don't do this by midnight, the government will shut down. Now, here's the caveat here. If the government does shut down, they still get paid. If your job shuts down, well, you already know. All right, let's get to Bible Jeopardy. Today's category is
Old Testament 2, 1 Samuel to Malachi.
And here's your clue. What symbol did Samuel use to show that Saul was to be God's chosen king over his people Israel? Was it that he ordered a feast to be set down before him? Was it that he put a ring on his finger and a robe on his back? Could it be that he prayed over him and offered a sacrifice? Or could it be that he poured oil onto his head and kissed him? You'll find the answer in 1 Samuel 10 and 1. When you do, call me and put what is in front of your response, all right? I'm at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. We'll take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. I'll do some Facebook Live, and we're back with more great music right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Run out. Never been to law school. But his ability to represent me will never. I ain't got no help in him by myself. No. Y'all didn't come here to church. You come to church. Never run out. Do I have some help in the house? This is why when things get low in your life, God comes back and gives you another breath and another chance, because he just does not have the resource. He is the source. And because he is the source, I got to talk to you in small terms, because my brain would disintegrate if I tried to get you to understand who he really is. And if we really knew who he was, we would all
I know that, right?
Be walking in stuff.
I know that's right.
Watch closely. David. Anointed king. Y'all miss Bible class, I got you.
Me, I got you. Right where you
and those that was on, I got you too. David is anointed king.
Yes.
Doesn't look like a king. Out of eight brothers, he's on the ridge of the hillside. tending the sheep. He's stinky. Mud between his toes, couple buds in his head, a little bottle of oil on his side, because he had to anoint the head of the sheep, because parasites would get into their head and into their eyes, and he would just anoint them, massage them, like the Lord has to do so much sometimes. Have you had a quiet time where God just massaged your brain? Because if he wouldn't have massaged your brain, you would have just lost. But he came in and he just started massaging your mental aptitude. Because if God wouldn't have come and massaged your brain, maybe you would have killed someone.
All right now. All right now.
Maybe you would have committed suicide. But God had to come in and and then he'll leave your brain, and then he'll massage your God. Come go with me here. Anybody here had a broken heart? He'll leave the head and then come and massage your aching heart.
All right now.
He came. He'll come. He'll come. He'll come. Tears streaming down your face, but he'll massage your broken heart. So David is anointed king at Jesse's house. But let me tell you something. Do not limit your vision because of your circumstance.
Amen.
Don't limit your vision because of your circumstance.
Mm-hmm. All right now.
David cut the buzz in his head and stinky. But don't allow where you come from to limit your ability to excel. Don't allow what you lived in 20 years ago.
All right now. Come on. Don't let them delays
determine what you gonna live in 20 years
all right now.
Later.
All right.
Don't allow your wish.
Sure can.
To limit you. Young folk, don't allow your vision to limit you.
Say it.
Old folk, don't allow your vision. To limit you. Church, don't allow this vision to limit who we are. Anyone who has been through what you've been through, most folk may well have walked away from the church. Maybe you'd have committed suicide. Maybe you would have went and got a line of cocaine.
Amen. That's right.
If anybody may have been what you've been through, they may have done some things that what is called crazy. You got to understand that David truly was kind of crazy. Kind of had some bipolar issues. David would get up in your face.
neck.
And ready to kill you at one moment notice. David. But not only that. God, when God is fighting, come go with me here.
All right, all right.
But you got to understand that David has some haters.
Yeah.
Some was in his family.
Yeah, right. Right. Immediate family. Yeah. Especially his son.
Some come from his DNA.
Right. His own boy.
But you cannot allow the haters
and then pass
to fog your vision of who God really is. Do I have some hip in the house?
Oh yeah.
You can't allow haters.
Yeah. You got help, Doc.
Watch closely.
You got help.
They didn't like you when you didn't have nothing. They didn't like you when your hoopty was smoking. They didn't like you when you could go and buy a fine suit of clothes. They didn't like it when you had your Michael Kors. They didn't like you when you were in the little shack. Let me say it another way. They didn't like you when you were in the projects. And they don't like you when you moved on.
All right, yeah.
Do I have some help in the house? But don't allow haters.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have no hater, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody hating on you, huh? You just really don't know who really hates on you. I ain't trying to start no mess in here, but you really don't know who you are. At every family reunion, my old grandpa would always say, whatever is in the well will always come up in the bucket.
Yeah.
Whatever is down here,
it's gonna blow up.
Eventually gonna come up and present itself. But David was peculiar. He was set apart. We always try to fit in with people. Preachers try to fit in with preachers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start that first.
You're right.
We always try to fit, but it's nothing wrong with you being different.
Amen.
God wants you different.
What he done done. Yeah.
God wants you different.
Yes, sir.
He don't want you fitting in because he cannot use you effectively if you just gonna fit in. Watch closely. Watch this illustration. Here lately, I've been looking at PBS, and they had Muhammad Ali as a series. Now, Muhammad was great. Muhammad say he put handcuffs on lightning and put thunder in jail. But although he became Muslim, he was